Christoph da, Rabbi Yonison Wright, Borim Shabbathe, Don Fiwan Savi, Yefshel Amra Bafe.
Famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara discusses Matan Torah. And the Gemara tells us that at the time of Matan Torah, Kofalim HaKigigis, the Rebbein Shem picked up our Sinai, held it over Klal Yisrael, and forced us to receive the Torah. We were underneath the mountain, literally. That's how the Gemara in Shabbos tells us the place there. So Tosfos, the Rishonim will ask a kasha, Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh v'nishma. And if you said Na'aseh v'nishma, means we willingly accepted the Torah. So why did we need to be coerced into receiving the Torah? So Tosfos has got his talents, that maybe them change their mind at a later date. So there's a medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach that says the difference is as follows. Literally ask the same kasha, v'in toima al Torah, that what you need them both for, he says like this. The Na'aseh v'nishma, Klal Yisrael willingly accepted the Torah, was for Torah Shebichsav. And the Kofalim HaGigigis was on Torah Shebaalpeh. Why do we need two separate Kabbalahs? Says the Medrash Tanchuma. Because on Torah Shebichsav, Ein bo yegiyo v'tzav, there's not much hard work in trying to understand Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shebaalpeh. Behemoth, and it's not very big. However, Torah Shebaalpeh, sheyesh bo diktuke mitzvahs kalas v'chamura, is there so much detail in Torah Shebaalpeh. V'kosher kishol kinoso, v'ein odom leimed oisa, the only person who learns Torah Shebaalpeh is elamisha oyeves hakadosh baruch hu b'chol liboy chonav shebachom yoyde. A person who learns Torah Shebaalpeh, he does it because he must love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The difficulties that they are in acquiring Torah Shebaalpeh are tremendous. So we have here a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Now Torah Shebichsav, Klal Yisrael willingly accepted, whereas Torah Shebaalpeh, we were forced into it. Fate the Gemara. If so, we've got an excuse not to keep Torah Shebaalpeh. Mikan, Meidor, Rabba, Leoi Raisa. We've got an excuse not to keep Torah Shebaalpeh. Says the Gemara, you might be right, but Hodok Yibluah b'Yemei Achashverosh. Then, at the time of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael willingly accepted the Torah, and that, as it says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu l'mata, Mikimu l'mata, Mashi Kiblu l'mata, Klal Yisrael, we accepted the Torah Shebaalpeh. And it's interesting to note that at the time of Matan Torah, it says, V'yichan shom Yisrael neged ha, Klal Yisrael were unity, Achdus. And that's how there was Eichet to be Mekabel the Torah. If you look at the Pasuk, Kimu v'Kiblu is written without a Vav at the end, as though it's written Kibeim, Yochid. Again, the whole of Klal Yisrael with unity, Achdus, and that's how they accepted the Torah Shebaalpeh at the time of Purim. Now, if Purim is the Yom Tov, therefore, of Torah Shebaalpeh, Kabbalah's HaTorah of Torah Shebaalpeh, it's befitting to speak today about something to do with Torah Shebaalpeh. And it's interesting, by the way, that when learning Torah Shebichsav is relatively easy, as the Medrash Tanchuma says, Torah Shebaalpeh has got difficulties to it. When a person puts effort into something, and he gets something out of it, a geschmack, he enjoys it. Purim, which is a day of Kabbalah, so Torah Shebaalpeh is a yom simcha for that very reason. Ayudim oisa oira v'simcha, oira is Torah and simcha, that is the simcha of learning Torah Shebaalpeh. So, I'd like to share with you an idea to do with this week's Sedra on Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. There's a Pasuk towards the end of the Sedra. The Pasuk says, Ksov lecha, I shouldn't say it off by heart, as you'll see why soon. V Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, k'sov lecha es hadvorim ha'ele. Write down these words. Ki al pi hadvorim ha'ele, korati et chabris ves Yisrael. With through the al pi hadvorim ha'ele, I made a bris with you, Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ashtigal Astira, there's a bit of a contradiction between these two words here. K'sov lecha es hadvorim ha'ele, ki al pi hadvorim ha'ele. So is it k'siva, or is it Baal Peh? Says the Gemara in a couple of places in Shas, but I want to quote the Gemara in Temura as follows. Doraz Rav Yudah ben Achmeini, Meturgemei Rav Reish Lakish. Rav Yudah ben Achmeini, who was the spokesman of Reish Lakish, asked the Kasha, Kos Avechadoy Meksov Lachos Advorim Oina. Write these words down. Kos Avechad, and the end of that pasuk says, Ki Al Pi Advorim Oina. Says the Gemara like this. Lo Yimanoch. Devorim she'al peh, iya Torah shoy la'omron b'chsav. That which is written, which is meant to be Torah she'al peh, don't write it down. V'she'b'chsav, iya Torah shoy la'omron al peh. And that which is written, you should not say al pei hat. So here we have, there's a ksov l'cha, and it should remain as a format of ksiva, and there's al pi advorim ha'ele, that it should remain bal peh and not b'chsav. And the various opinions in the Rishonim as to what the parameters of these two isurim are, and what is the reason for it. Machlikas Rishonim, the Yereim holds that it's only midarabonon. But why is it the Rabbanon? Based on the Pasuk, the Remez in the Pasuk, why did the Rabbanon say you shouldn't do it? You shouldn't start coming to mistakes. If we look through the Torah, we look through Torah Shebaal Peh, and we see how many times we have droshas on Yeserois for Chaserois, there's an extra vav, an extra letter, it's written like this. If we would put Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh, and we wouldn't have it written, we would lose all those things. You have a word, it's the word mezuzos. How do you spell mezuzos? Don't know. You look, you think, yeah, once like this, once like that. So two different ways of spelling it. If it's not written, you wouldn't know how to spell it. There's a drosh on it, etc. The Ritvaz says, before the war, he writes that the reason why you limud ha-Torah has to be Bichsav, has to be Bichsav, is because there's halacha of a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, legabe a tomei person, whether he's allowed to learn Torah, says the Gemara, that limud ha-Torah should be kinesi nosa. In the same way, ma Torah nitna ve'ema v'yira b'resis v'ziya, the Torah was written, given to us in the format of tremendous fear, we stood at Har Sinai. Similarly, limud ha-Torah should be on that way. And the Gemara uses it for halacha, and not whether a Tommy person can learn. Says the Ritvaz, if the Torah says, K'sav l'cha es advorim ha'ele, write down these words, that's how the Menachem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. And therefore the Torah has to be learnt in the same way. V'Toshas Akasha. Toshas in Temura asked the following Kasha. V'im Taimal. Heichi ka'amrinon mizmoirim alpeh. How do we say Sukkah de Zimra? Does everybody follow, like with the Cheder Rebbe standing over you with your finger on the place? People tend to look around, they don't necessarily look inside. And if you see from the Rishonim, that I don't know how popular it was to everybody to have a Siddur. People used to say Sukkah de Zimra al peh. How do we say Sukkah de Zimra al Fayhat? Fektosis. V'yesh Leimar, says Tosis, to Ein Lehakbid. Rak al ma'ashekosuf bachumish. Says Tosas, the halacha of Devorim Shebichsav, iya Torah shoy la'imro bal peh, is a halacha only on Torah, not on Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And Nevi'im and Ksuvim, this halacha was not said. That's Tosas in Temura. There's a Tosas at the beginning of Baba Kama, a Tosas says like this. The Gemara discusses one of the Abobos, Nezikin, Mav'eh, and the Gemara asks, what is Mav'eh? The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Evadia, Yeshaya, and Evadia, and the Gemara says, Kitamatargem Rav Yosef. like Rabbi Yosef said the Targum on this pasuk, and that's how we know Halacha in Arbaros Nezikin. Tosfos was bothered, what is this Targum, why was it Rabbi Yosef? Says Tosfos, Rabbi Yosef was a Baki in Targum. Not like Kedepirish, Ba'alma, Lefi Shahayasagi Nohol. Tosfos suggests, maybe Rabbi Yosef was the one that knew the Targum of these psukim, because Rabbi Yosef was a saginoi, he was blind, and he couldn't learn inside. And normally, devarim shebechsav v'atorah shoyel la'omrom b'al peh, so he couldn't say it off by heart, but seeing that, he said the Targum. He didn't want to say it off by heart. Says Tosfos, in pshat in that Gemara, that can't be right, because b'sha'as ha'tchak, if a person can't do Torah Shebichsav reading it inside, the body would be allowed to do it. And a person who's blind, Yam got a greater Shah Sadchak. Okay. So I'm Komponim, I now know Pshat in Kedem Targum, Rabbi Yosef, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef was a Baki in Targum, but Tosfos uses the Svora, Devorim Shebichsav, Yah Torah Shahid, Oimo Baal Peh. Where's that Pasuk? Says Tosfos, where's that Pasuk that Tosfos is referring to? A Pasuk in Yeshaya and a Pasuk in Evadia. So you see that Tosfos in Baba Kama holds that the rule of Yehorim Shebichsav, Yat HaRashoy Lohim HaBam Peh applies to Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Right, so we have here a contradiction in Tosfos. I mean, you can say it's Machlikas Rishonim about it. There's also, and this is already a bit Negea Halacha L'maisa, we'll see. Hopefully we'll see later on that this is a shayla which is negeya very much halacha l'maisa on a regular basis. There's a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would read from a Sefer Torah, and he would, in the middle of the laning, he would stop and he would say chelek of what he had to lane. He would read bal peh, kirei al peh. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma Dafayin. But Tosfos says, how could the Kohen Gadol read Baal Peh? Ha'omar, Begitin, Tzmurah. Tevorim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Shoy, La'im Ha'Baal Peh. But Tosfos, Yishonim, in Yom Adaf Ayin, how could the Kohen Gadol read from the Psukim, Yehavshas Pinchas, how could he read them off by heart? So Tevorim Shebichsav, Iya Torah Shoy, La'im Ha'Baal Peh. And for Tosfos, two Terutzim. First teretz is, it's only a mitzvah shmina muvcha. This whole halacha of Devarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh, and Devarim Shebaal Peh, you're not allowed to commit to writing, is a mitzvah shmina muvcha. And the Kohen Gadol, because of Tircha de Tzibura, you would have to wrong the Sefer Torah, therefore we'll forgo that mitzvah shmina muvcha. First teretz atosis. Second teretz atosis, which might help us, says like this. Hoyel ve'ene maget ela avedas hayoim yochel likos ba'al peh ke'ein tfilas ha'musafim. Says Tosfos Yerushalmim, you daven musaf and you don't necessarily look inside, you say the words off by heart. How can you do it? So Tosfos seems to say that there's a difference between when you're saying these psukim in the format of tefillah and the format of learning. When you're learning Devarim Shebichsav Yatov Rishoy La'im Ra'al Peh, but where you're davening, mizmer, b'chole, then you're allowed to say it baal peh. So it would seem from the lashon of the Tosfos Yerushalmim in Yuma Daf Ayin. Let's carry on the Tosfos. Tosfos asks the second kasha. First kasha was, how do we say mizmerim? Tosfos says, ein lehakbid. Omnom kasha. So first, Tosfos had answered, nach, you don't need to be concerned about it. But Tosfos is concerned about the Torah. Freik Tosfos, omnom kosher, heichi karinon vayosha ukiriya shema. We say shira. And where is the shira written? Parshas B'shalach, in the Torah. Krishma, we say it, and some people say it off by heart. And therefore, how can you say it off by heart? If it's Devarim Shebichsav, Iyat HaRashoy, Laim Ralbe. In Tumurah, that gash. Says Tosfos, I don't know, like the Havamin of Tosfos, how one would have said Shema, the first Pasuk. You never look in when you say Shema, do you? V'yesh Leimah, emphatizes the ein lehakpid ela bedovo shemitzi acherim yidei chayvasan. Says Tosas, it's only when you mitzi other people their obligation, then you have to say it mitaycha ksav. But if you're not saying it, but if you're not being mitzi anybody else, then you're allowed to say it even off by heart. If so, Shira Zayom, I'm saying it for myself, and you're saying it for yourself, I'm not being made to you. If so, I can say it even without looking in the sitter. And similarly, Shema. Now, what is the reason of this Issa? Why are you not allowed to read it Baal Peh? As we said, the Yireim holds, it's only Midrabanon. The Yireim says an interesting chiddush. He says like this, Shema Yema Amoretz Shebodu Milibon. The Amoretz will say, if you haven't got a written Torah, then what will the Amoretz say about the Torah? They made it up. The Chachamim invented it. And therefore, Lahitzi Milibon, to stop the Amoratzim thinking that way, what are we obliged to do? We have a Torah Shebichsav, and it's all written down, and we got it Moseiras, we have Yaseinu, Torah, exactly the same Torah. So the Amoratz can't say, hey, where you're inventing new halachas. That is an explanation, perhaps, in the words of Tosas. Tosas says, when do I apply this rule of the Torah Shebichsav? When I'm mitzi somebody else. When I'm not mitzi anybody else, I can say it baal peh. Why? Because the only problem with saying it baal peh is when I'm talking to other people. So there might be amongst the crowd an amoretz who'll say that the Talmud Chacham invented it. Therefore, read it from the ksav. But when you're talking to it by yourself, to yourself, you stand davening, so there's no amoretz necessarily listening, so then it would be okay to say, you'll be okay to say it off by heart. There's one thing in Tosas which Tosas does not answer, which other Rishonim do discuss, and that is, what about Dovor Hashogor B'fi HaKoyim, something which everybody knows off by heart. Yeah, Shema Yisrael. Everybody knows Shema Yisrael off by heart, or Memela. Why is that a separate heter or not? Tosas does not mention it. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Chaim Simon Memches, a simon dedicated to this halacha, says like this: Afalpi, although we have a halacha of Afagat, the Kaimanon, Devorin Shebichsav, Iyat Torah Shoy La'im on Alpe. Things which are written in the Torah, you're not allowed to say off by heart. However, Dovor Sherogil Beshogor Befiakoim, things, words which everybody knows, Kigan Kishma Bechuskoinim, Parshas Tomit, Mutter, Yolat. So that is an example of a Heter, the Chayra we have. And what was his example? It was Birchas Koinim and Parshas Hatomit. Sorry? Oz Yoshe, well, that's what Tosas already says, that was Tosas' terrace, wasn't it? Tosas says, Ein Hakved of Dovid, and the Tosas' kasha was, Heichi Karina Vayosha, which is the Shira, and Krishma. And on that, you got the head of Tosas when you're not Maitzi Achera. The Rav Yoh, on the Gedoli Arishonim, right, there's another heter in saying these Devorim Shebichsav, is an Eis La'asos. What is the Eis La'asos? If every time you needed a pasuk, you needed to have your Sefer Torah with you, we're talking about the days of Rishonim, before printing press. So everybody would have to, each time, open a pasuk. Yeah, you have to open the Sefer Torah, and he's quoting a pasuk here and a pasuk there, and he started rolling backwards and forwards. In the same way that nowadays, since the days of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, we have the Torah Shebaal Peh written down. Rabbi saw Nismar to our Talmidim that they weren't capable of internalizing so much of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore it was being forgotten. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, let's put it down in writing. And that's how the Mishnah came along, and that's why all the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have came, all because of this Eis La'aseis La'Hashem, says the Rabbi. Similarly, in Devarim Shebichsav, that you shouldn't say off by heart, you're right, but because of Eis La'aseis La'Hashem, then we shouldn't do it. Perhaps one could argue, not Chalila, perhaps nowadays one could say that there's not so much an Eis La'aseis. Why? Chumash, everybody's got Chumashim, and everybody can go on their ways, print out the Torah, and do what he wants. They can. It's not really true that, as it's not muchach that this is called writing. When the Devarim Shebichsav Yata Rashoi Le'omron Al Peh could mean dafka in the standard Ksav Ashuri and the Sefer Torah. It's a shayla in Achoinim about it, whether that's true. Do a tshuva in Chavos Yoyer on this point, and the Chavos Yoyer quotes, first of all, from Rishonim, that Dovo Sheba Chayva, there's no Issa of Dvorin Sheba Savi Tereshoilem Abalbe. What does the Radvaz mean? When you have something that you are obliged to say, Parshias HaKorbonos Ubirchas Koinim, V'chol Dovo Shenitan La'omoy Pamachas B'teiras Chayva. Anything that you are obliged to say, in other words, anything which is an Chiyav in Davening, then you are allowed to say it Baal Peh. Other occasions, not. That's how the Radvaz learns. And that fits in with the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi makes a difference between learning Torah and Tefillah. Learning Torah is Lav Dafka. Learning Torah is Taka, has to be from a Sefer Torah. But Tefillah, where you're obliged to say it, then you are allowed to say it off by heart.
Has the chiyuv of Torah and Tefillah not in the same place?
No, because you're right. The chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is, I've got a chiyuv now to learn this particular pasuk, v'chadoma. I haven't. I've got now a chiyuv to this Tefillah. I've got to daven every morning, I've got to say Parashas HaTomid, etc. And so I've got my crew to do it, so it's more specific. Lamaisa, the Chavos Yoyer, says that any form of tefillah he wants to say, we're allowed to say of by heart. Why? Again, if it's according to those Rishonim owned, that when it's Limud HaTorah has to be Kinsi Nosa, so it's not Limud HaTorah. However, I must correct that to slightly, because one of the reasons why we have a Seder Kavonos before the beginning of davening, part of the reason of Seder Kavonos is that we should be Yotze Limud HaTorah, Torah in Bichsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh. We have Psukim, we have Ezel Mekoimon, which is Mishnayos, and we have Vayvi Shmuel Omer, which is Keneged the Gemara, which is a Braisa. So it's also part of Limud HaTorah. But, again, like that there's a chiyuv to do it. It's interesting that the Alchonim have got a shayla, what would be, legabe psuki, are you allowed to say Tehillim off by heart? Why? Because Tehillim, what he says, a chiyuv to say it, there's no chiyuv to say it, you're volunteering to say it. The shayla, which is the following shayla, is the Rashba asks. You know, if you look in the Torah, there are certain words in the Torah which they're written one way and we pronounce it differently. In the Teichacha it says the Lashon Yishgalena and we say Yishkavena. Why? The word that we say, we're saying Baal Peh. What is that? Is that Dvorim Shebichsav, Yat HaRashoy La'im Rabal Peh? What's going on there? Is the Lashon HaRashba is, the Het is Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. Although, I'm not sure what should be written, because the Torah says, Yishkalena, that's what he wanted. So the Rashba says, Tshuva, he writes, it's Dvorim Shebichsav, Yat HaRashoy La'im Rabal Peh, doesn't apply here, because it's Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. Tshuva in Ramosha. Ramesh Weinstein writes as follows. What do you think this means, halocha l'moshe misinai? Does it mean halocha l'moshe misinai that you have to say it off by heart? No. He says that's not pshat. He says it's halocha l'moshe misinai. You thought that the yud is pronounced ya, and the shin is pronounced shin, and gimel is pronounced ga. No, in this word you pronounce yud, shin, gimel, lamed, nun, hey, as though it was written, yud, shin, chof, beis, nun, hey, yishkaveno. See, what's the difference between the two pshatim? What's the difference whether it's halacha l'moshe misinai, whether you're allowed to lay it off by heart, or whether the reading of this word is yishkaveno? The nafkamina will be, what happens if a molecule said, when Yidden didn't have electricity, they used to learn by the light of candles. And you find in the Achreinim all sorts of shailas relevant to wax falling on Sforim. In Halchas Shabbos it's Negea, and in Halchas Kriya Sefer Torah. There was a drop of wax on that word Yishkaveno. Now, according to the wrong pshat that Ramosha says, so what if it's covered over? It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that I'm allowed to read it off my heart. But according to this pshat of Ramosha, I've got to read that word, Yishgoleno, as though it says Yishgoveno. That is the halacha l'moshe misinai. So made a nafkamina, whether a bal koira l'moshe can look aside and not look in at the time. Says l'moshe, pshat in the Rashba is, I've got to read this word inside, and then just I read the gimel as though it says a chof, and the lamed as though it's a base, etc. No, very nice. Ich bin ich kein bal koira, what's it negea to me? I'll tell you it's very much negea. The word in the Torah, over and over again, the Shem Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei. How do we pronounce it? We don't pronounce it Kiksiv Oso. Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri La'dayadam. I pronounce it differently. So do I need to look into the word, B'shas, I'm saying Shem Hashem? Is that what it has to be? Because this is how I read it? Or is it no? Like the as Ramosha says, the wrong pshat in the Rashba, that I can say it off my heart. Why? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Says Biskarov in Halchas Aveidah Zorah. Biskarov in Halchas Aveidah Zorah writes that it's you have to look inside. Similar to what Ramosha says, Legabi Yishkaveno. You have to look inside when you are saying those words, when you're reading it. Because that is the way of reading that word. Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri L'Dayv Adoyer, Lo'ik Shani Nichta V'Ani Nikra. I don't imagine to read it in the way that it's written. This is the reading of the word.
Because it's a few psukim if it's written there, but if you call, you'll see this again.
You're 100% right, to be exactly the same, but I've got another tenets on that kasha. Like Tosa says, it doesn't apply in Nach. But you're right, Emachalam. But according to those who are showing him a hold, it applies in Nach. You've got the same tarets there. There's a Chuvin Chasam Sefer about it as well. The Gabi the Minog by those people who lay in the Haftarah, that the Hom Tzibor lay in the Haftarah. It's not the Bal Koira who says it, or the Bamitzaboy or whatever. The Hom Tzibor say it. Why? The Chasam Sefer bases it on that Nakuda. So, reading from a printed book, the Chasam Sefer wants to say, that's not still called Baal Peh. Bichsav means, Bichsav Ashuri, on a cloth, and so on. That is attached. And therefore, instead of him saying it and being mitzi everybody else, better every individual should say it. Agav, the Shaila, which does remain, shtikol, is Vayechulu. Kiddush, Friday night, he's mitzi everybody. Is he mechuyev to look inside? Now, it's Dvorin Shebichsav L'Kula Alma because it is in the Sefer Torah, and he's being mitzi everybody. The only tzad heter would be when it's Shogur B'fi Koil that everybody knows by Yechuda off my heart. No, if that is the heter, then, and the Chalami, that would work. According to those who showing him that by Yechuda, even Shogur B'fi Koil is not a heter, then one would remain difficulty, that would remain Shve. So, and the Chalami, if she should look inside when you say it. It's one of the Messiah with an interesting pshat in a Ramban. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Kisavai. On the Pasuk, Oru Roesha Shalayokim is Divri Atira Azais. La Azais Aisa. Says the Ramban, Vani Aimer, the Shem Yushalmi is a Chazan. What's pshat? It's a Hagba. When the chazan does hagbah, he should show it round to the whole tzibur. And b'shas is doing hagbah, everybody should look at it. Agav, the Loshon HaRamban is anoshim v'noshim, women as well. I was once in Lederman's and my davening one morning, I did hagbah, as the snoshim opened, and the Rebbetzin Aleha Shalom looked inside, Chaim's Rebbetzin looked in to see the writing. What is this great thing, Hagbah? So you have to show it to everybody of them. Steht Orah Shalayokim. Somebody lifts up the Sefer Torah and does Hagbah, sits down straight away. Of them steht Orah Shalayokim. It's Kenzaim chatted with this. This is the Vorin Shabbasabi Yatzar Shoy Laimra Baal Peh. Yeah. So he's learning from the Baal Keira over there. We just said that one of the reasons why you're not allowed to say it off the heart is because the Amar Oretz, what would he say? You invented the Torah, you made up these things. Where is it written down? Do you know what we have to do? We have to pick up the Sefer Torah and show it to everybody. Rabbi Yisrael, this is what I read from the Sefer Torah. Look, you can see it's mamish there. And somebody doesn't do that, he's starting off a chashash ve'eves, what will happen? Show it to the Olam, and then you'll be mekayim this Boruch HaShayokim as Divrei HaTorah says.